Hi everyone, you're welcome back to another episode of the Vibes Residency podcast. My name is Oluwa Tobi. I'm the host of this amazing podcast. If it's your first time listening, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. We love you. We're so glad that you're here. And did I mention that we love you? It's not your first time listening. I want to make you kilo shelly, kilo popping, kilo pop, polishing a lot. How they go, they go. So today's episode is one that I have been stalling to do. Is the one that I've been like for the longest time since I got it. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this episode, but I don't know, I've not done it, but here I am doing the episode. It might be a short episode or a long episode, I don't know yet, but as the spirit flows, as it flows, I will talk up. So today's episode, you know, there's a thing, or there's a, I don't know if it's a phrase or there's a word that Yoruba people say. Is it a word? Isha alapamashishe. The literal meaning is you have hands, you have arms, and you don't work. Right? There's some people, I see some people like, okay, I'm going somewhere, maybe I'm on the road. I see some people full able men. Like your arm is not broken, you didn't amputate it, it's not cut nowhere, nothing, and you're begging on the road. Hello, excuse me. And then you now see somebody. See, what's a gap by? They've cut his hand, they've cut his leg, or he didn't have leg. He's maybe using like a stretcher or something, selling like handkerchief or chewing gum or something. And I'm just like, okay, like. Why even understand that things are hard? I understand that okay, the country might not be like the most conducive and all, especially like economy wise and money wise and all. But there's some things that you can do that can put food in your mouth. Do you think bus drivers and conductors, do you think they really want to be bus drivers and conductors? No. Some of them are educated, some of them went to school. Some of them went to school. But maybe because they didn't find job, unemployment in the nation is like on a high, and that is what they found doing because they didn't want to be idle. Even the Bible says the idle man is the devil's workshop. Once you're idle, once you don't have anything you're doing, you are subjected to fall into sin and to fall into sin, basically doing things that you're not supposed to be doing. Maybe even you start stealing. Start becoming unnecessarily entitled, and I mean it's a whole lot. So I was listening to a message the other day, and the message, it was like if was a financial message, was a message on money, and they highlighted a few people that their skill worked for them, and it's biblical, right? So I'm gonna be highlighting them too and encouraging everybody. So we're like, oh yes, we want to make money, we want to be prosperous financially. Even the Bible says that if you see a man diligent in his work, he shall stand before kings and not men. Anybody that wants to stand before kings and not men, he cannot just be ordinary. And he cannot not have anything. He cannot be sitting in his house and not doing anything. Right, have you heard anybody that just sat down in their house and just met kings and mermaids? You didn't work, you didn't do anything, unless maybe you're trying to break your record, even though I don't think there's a record for laziness, right? And that's just pure laziness. That's what we call lakpamashishe. Because why would you have and you didn't want to work? You want to be entitled. Entitled to what? Something that doesn't belong to you? Like, nah, it doesn't work that way. So these people, their skills, you know, paved the way for them. Their skill took them to another level. And there's some things that you would do that might not be what you end up doing. Let me take that again. There's some things you would do or that you're currently doing that might not be, that might not end up being what you're gonna do. Like for example, now David in the Bible, the apple of God's eye. David in the Bible, how did he get into the palace? There was a case of him playing the harp. There was a case of him going to fight Goliath, and him going to fight Goliath. Literally, if you had just said, "Oh, I can't," if all these men, all these people that normally do go to war, if they cannot fight Goliath, you that you're a small boy, that you're just turned into ships, you now come and say, "Oh, we can fight Goliath." If he was not able to say that, "Oh, I killed a bear and I think I killed a lion," do you think they would have allowed him? No, think about it. Think deep, deep about it. Yeah. So, and another skill that put him in the place of kings, literally put him in the place of kings, was his skill to play the harp. And the harp is such a beautiful instrument. So he knew how to play the harp, and he was good. Like, he was so good. A lot of people say, "Oh, I want grace to work for me. I want grace to work for me." Maybe the Bible says, "Whatever you find your hands, whatever your hands find doing, do it well." You cannot be doing something mediocre. I want to be recognized for it. Do you understand? You cannot be doing like a shabby job and expect maybe like a proper recognition or like international recognition. If you are doing something well, if you are doing something good, right? You would get the recognition that you need, really. Then, even Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, do you know his name? Do you know the popular name they gave him? Jesus the Carpenter. Right? He was a carpenter. Our Lord and Savior that died for our sins. He was a carpenter and he was very skilled as a carpenter. Check your Bibles there. They knew him as a carpenter. So you have no excuse whatsoever to be lazy. You have no excuse whatever to not find something doing. Another illustration was Peter. You remember the story when Jesus told Peter to go to the river to that the first fish he sees, he should pick money from the mouth. Why do you think Jesus was so confident in sending Peter? Peter was once a fisherman and he was skillful too. He was very good at it. Think about it. Think about Think about it. Another illustration. I'm giving you several illustrations so you don't, because it's easy for people to make excuses like, "Oh, yes, the country's hard. There's no job." You can start as you can even start as cleaning somebody's shoe, maybe polishing shoe. I know some people, I see some Hausa men on the road, and I see them with like their blades. There's this same blade that they use to like cut people's hair, right? Like you just see them by the roadside, even if it's 100 naira every day. You know what that 100 naira, 100 naira for maybe 20 people. That's how much. I think that's 2,000. Yeah. No, is that 2,000? Hey, blood of Jesus. Hey. Hey, I think that's 2,000. 2,000, yes. So you get 100 naira from 20 people. That's 2,000 naira in a day. Do you know what 2,000 naira is? And it might be more than 20 people. It can be less than 20 people. Even if you're just selling something on the road. And then whatever you are selling, approach it with honesty because you don't know where it's going to take you to, right? You don't know what skill that you have is going to take you to your next level of breakthrough. This is not whatsoever an inspire to perspire episode. This episode is just telling people and telling you that, yes, I understand that it's hard. I understand that things are not easy, especially in the country, but there is always something you can do. There is always something you can do. And if you feel like something bad is happening to you right now, something worse is happening to someone else, and they are thriving, they are standing, they keep going. There was a time that I was feeling like I almost quit. And then I spoke to my mom. My mom was like, "Oh no, your strength cannot be weak." And like it was tough for me, especially like mentally and all. And my mom was like my biggest supporter at the time. She still is, right? But this is not me like going out of like scope. It's also me saying that you really need people that are going to be able to support you, people that are going to be able to stand by you when things get hard. And sometimes you need to be able to stand by yourself, and you also need to be able to be confident in what you do. So learn a skill. Like you never know. This was something that my dad was always ringing in my head when I was growing up. It was like, you need to learn a skill. You need to learn a skill. Because truth of the matter is that the courses that we're studying in school right now might not take us far. We might not be able to do anything with it. Most people that I know, they're not functioning in what they studied. Like someone like doing engineering now that switched to marketing. Hello, hello. So learn a skill. It can be hairdressing. I have a friend that was in secondary school. This girl now, if you see the kind of hair she makes, she's too good now. Too good. And constant practice. If you keep doing it, keep getting better, keep learning, keep trying something new, trying something different, you become skilled. And people can, right now, I can recommend that girl anywhere, and I know she will not disappoint. Makeup too. Crochet. Even if it's IT skills, you can learn it. Like there is nothing that you cannot learn if you put your mind to it. Literally. If you wonder, oh, how do these big people get to where they are? They started from somewhere. Most of them did not have a rosy background. Most of them did not come like from a family of silver spoons. They worked their way up. So the moral of this lesson, of this story, is that let your skills stand out for you. Yes, the glory of the Lord will radiate you. The glory of the Lord will radiate your work and everything that you're doing. But if you are not doing something, God cannot even, he's not gonna promote it. You cannot be lazy and be begging. Okay, imagine you are in your house, you are crying, oh, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. And you didn't stand up to go and get food or get something to eat. Even if it's to sell something, oh, you bought a pack of biscuits. I know most of the time, whenever you buy something wholesale, you have some money off. Let's say you buy a pack of biscuits and it's maybe 120 inside. And you can sell maybe one for maybe 10 naira, 20 naira, 15 naira. And you will sell. That's business. That's business. That's something to do. And whatever, like I keep saying, whatever, that's something my mom keep ringing in my head. Whatever you find, whatever your hands find doing, do it well. Yes, it will be hard. Yes, it will be tough. Yes, it won't be easy, but you have to do it well. Anyways, like I said, I didn't want this episode to go for too long. We might have another episode like this soon. Maybe I'll get a guest to come and we'll talk about it extensively with references. You know, something, references is important, right? So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Thank you so much for joining this episode. Please make sure you share this episode. This episode is an important one. This was an instruction and I had to follow. Please share it with your friends, your family, with your loved ones. And see you in the next episode. Bye.